You are listening to a podcast by Reverend Didi Arikakith.
How are you doing? Good? Really good? Tired? How are you doing? Fine. Delavia, how you doing? What? Magnificent. Okay, all right. So, Julia, what's up? Thesis? Mary Kate, what's up? Good. Abby, what's up? Okay, have you ever paused and wondered how we ask these rhetorical questions and most of the time we get like a quip back? One word, sometimes it has two syllables. We don't really want to listen if somebody bothered to tell us. And half the time, if somebody asked me that question, I don't have the time to sit down and tell you. It happens like on the fly, right? When you're passing a class or you bump into someone at the store, and it's not the time to sit down and be like, oh my, let me tell you about Anna. Okay. It just doesn't happen. You don't have time. So when I was in seminary, there was this guy, and he was in my class, but I would hardly say that we were friends. You can picture somebody right now. At Princeton, it was still kind of a small campus, so you would run into each other all the time. And I saw him in the library, or I saw him in the cafeteria, or I saw him walking across the quad or whatever, and I always say, hey, what's up? Because, you know, you make that eye contact, and it's just rude not to say something. So you say, hey, what's up? And he would always be like, I'm blessed. Be like, what's going on? I'm blessed. Every time. Every time. And I kept thinking, wow, that's kind of awesome. He's not fine. Nice, good, but it's always blessed. So one time, I had more time on my hands, and so I asked him. We're standing in line to check out, and be like, why blessed? We just got done with finals. You should be tired, stressed, you know, hungry, whatever. Something else. Why always blessed? And he looked at me, and he said, you know, Didi, being blessed is so much greater than any other of the trivial problems that come my way each day. Any of you guys ever got an email from me? Yes, a few of you. And I sign it. Blessings, Didi. And a lot of it has to do with this one little conversation I had at the library one day. Blessings. It kind of changed my outlook on things. So when I write it to you, sometimes it's for you, to kind of encourage you and remind you that life is a blessing, that where you go, I want God to bless you and the endeavors and the tasks and everything that is ahead of you. And sometimes I write blessings to remind me that in the mundane emails and paperwork and administrative stuff that a minister does, it is a blessing. And that is also part of God's work. Blessings. Blessed. Every day, it is a blessing to serve God. It is a blessing to know God. It is a blessing to know every single one of you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I have gotten to know all of you. It is such a blessing. It is a blessing to wake up every morning and have a whole new day ahead of us. And that doesn't happen to everybody. Sometimes I pause and I think to myself, like, it's kind of an amazing blessing that we even have a Bible. And you guys know how the Bible came to be? Like, you have these letters, and we've been studying Timothy for the last 3 weeks, and it is amazing, truly amazing on how it came to be. They had these letters, and it was passed around to the churches and orally passed down, and there was persecution. And yet these letters survived. And then over time it came to be, and they had the canonization of the Bible, and so you had our church fathers get together, and they took these letters, and they made it in. The fact that we even get to read Timothy's letter is amazing. Not just one volume, but two volumes. It is a blessing. I think when Paul was writing to Timothy, there was no blueprint on how to pass things down. It is a blessing for us to know that even the early Christian church struggled with day-to-day stuff. They had their little fights here and there. It probably wasn't over church carpet, but it was over other things that we can read about. And we know that they had trials and tribulations and struggles with the government, and they had problems about growing and spreading and knowledge and staying true to who they are. And all of that is our blessing to read and to know that we are a lot like them still yet, and still that they are able to teach us. And so as Paul is writing this to Timothy and he's paving the way on how to even pass the baton, he says this closing verse to Timothy. Paul to Timothy, Timothy to Clement, Clement to Irenaeus, so on and so on and so on and so on, and me to you. Now, I truthfully hope I do not find the same fate that Paul did and get beheaded come July, but I also know there is a time when things change. There is an ending time. This last verse that we read is probably the last verse Timothy got to hear from Paul before he was killed. There are final words, and there are not a whole lot of opportunities between now and the next week or so for me to share them. This was Paul's last tidbit in Timothy's treasure box. And so I also leave it with you, knowing that time comes to an end. And that is also a good thing. Silence came from Paul for one reason. But come July, there will be silence from me. Not on Facebook, not on text messages. And it's not because I don't love you. I do love you, every single one of you. You are a blessing to me. The silence will come so you can hear other teachers and preachers louder. You all have been an amazing blessing in my life. 8 years ago, I came to this job. I didn't know what I was doing. Other people who were here 8 years ago can attest to that. But I've come to know so many students. And like I said and told you when we had made the decision to leave, every year I met somebody new. And I would tell my husband, oh, we can't leave. I can't move because I have to see them graduate. And that feeling has not changed. For all those who are not graduating with my graduating class, I do hold you into the highest standards and in the closest spot of my heart. I will pray for you all. You are all a blessing. I know that God has great things in store for each and every one of you. At the time of my life and here and now as I reflect, I hope I have fought the good fight. I know I have kept the faith. It is now time that I finish the race. So may the Lord's Spirit be with you, and grace be with you.